Chapter 8. Diana Shows Her Feelings. Later that day, Diana told Roger about her day volunteering. Roger watched her attentively, enjoying the animation in her face. He was becoming attracted to Diana. "I was surprised that it went so well," Diana said, smiling. "The kids are really great."
"So they responded to you.
They didn't give you a hard time?" Roger asked.
"Well, they did at first, but I expected that," answered Diana.
"What surprised me, though, was how quickly they seemed to like me,
after they had asked me a million different questions about myself, of course."
Diana and Roger both laughed.
"That's great," said Roger. "Well, I'm really glad things are working out for you."
"Me too. I can't wait till next week," Diana said.
"You're doing something important for them, Diana," said Roger encouragingly. "You should be proud of yourself."
Diana nodded. "Thanks. I'm just happy that I can help and do something I love at the same time," she said. Roger smiled. He enjoyed the way Diana's mood changed whenever she talked about music. He also wanted to encourage her to open up to him.
"How about some ice cream?" Roger asked.
"That sounds good," Diana said.
Diana watched Roger fill two bowls with ice cream. "You know, Roger," she said slowly, "medicine is a great field, but I'm not sure it's really what I want to do."
"Then why are you studying it?" asked Roger, confused.
"Because of my parents. They want me to become a doctor," said Diana, wondering how Roger would react.
"I see," said Roger, eating some of his ice cream. "Well, Diana, you'll have to tell them. There's no other way."
"I know," answered Diana, "but it's just too hard."
"Would you rather study music?" asked Roger.
"Yes, it's my dream," responded Diana.
"Then you have to let them know," said Roger. "Maybe they don't understand how much music really means to you."
"I suppose they don't," Diana said sadly.
Roger noticed her sadness and took her hand.
Diana looked at him in surprise,
but didn't pull her hand away.
She was happy that Roger was showing her that he cared.
"You should do what you want, Diana," said Roger, "not what other people want you to do."
Diana nodded and ate her ice cream. Laura, Mark, and now Roger had all told her the same thing, that she must tell her parents. The problem was no longer what to do, but how to do it.
Sometime later, Laura phoned. "Hi, listen, I'm going to the concert tonight in the main concert hall on campus," she said excitedly. "Will you join me? It'll be great."
"Yes, I'd like that," Diana said, happy to hear Laura's voice. "I saw the notices about the concert this morning."
"I'll meet you at the front entrance at 8 o'clock. The concert's free for all the students, so don't forget to bring your student card," said Laura.
"Okay, I'll get showered and changed, and I'll meet you there," said Diana.
"Excellent! See you soon," said Laura.
Diana had a wonderful time with Laura at the concert. On the way home, the two girls talked about the musicians in the orchestra, the pieces that were performed, and the quality of the performance.
"Thanks for inviting me. I had a really great time," said Diana.
"Me too," said Laura. "I'm glad you came."
"I wonder if Mark or Roger are home now," Diana said. "It would be nice to have the house to myself for a bit."
"How are things between the three of you anyway?" Laura asked.
"Fine, I suppose. We're doing well," answered Diana.
"And how are things with Roger?"
Laura continued. Diana looked at her friend, her face becoming red.
"Things are just fine, Laura," she said.
"What does that mean?"
Laura persisted. When Diana didn't answer, Laura said,
"Oh, come on, Diana. It's so obvious you have a crush on him."
Diana began to laugh and confessed,
"Yes, I do. Are you happy now?"
"I'm very happy,"
said Laura, and she and Diana laughed.
How does he feel about you? Asked Laura. Is he giving you any signs that he likes you?
I don't know. Sometimes. I find it easy to talk to him.
He's really nice, answered Diana.
He probably does like you. The two of you should spend more time together, suggested Laura.
Yes, but he's very busy right now, Diana replied.
Love will find a way, Diana, Laura said. Oh, so now it's love, is it?
Diana asked, laughing.
You never know,
Laura said, and the two friends talked and laughed all the way home.